It's been a while, but the snow won't keep Alley Chat away from bringing you the recap of Week 18 of the Friday Night Pro League. Continuing coverage is brought to you in conjunction with Atlantic Pinball and Pin Center, 66 C Street, North Weymouth, Mass. For the Elite in Pin Center and Renter Box Repair, call 781-727-7800 or go to AtlanticPinball.com. Let's pick up the action of Week 18 from January 29th in Lynn, Mass. As the first-place Lucky Strike welcomed Woburn 1 and sent them home empty-handed with no points. Sean Baker's 399 did the damage for the home team as they are 105-39 right now. John Blaze was the high man for Woburn 1 with a 389 as they are now 9 points from the basement and 12 points out of the final playoff spot. Today, Lucky travels to Union Street in what could be a future position match, and Woburn 1 ventures to Amesbury to face Riverwalk. Academy 3 is just 1 point out of first place as they shut out Metro 2 at home, getting a 419 from Chris Bovair, his fourth 400 of the year, and a 409 from Dave Godwin, his sixth. Both of these bowlers are carrying a 129 overall average. This match wasn't close. The difference was 189 pins in total. Al Kesick led Metro 2 with a 357, and the challenge that lies ahead is a road match in East Boston against Central Park, while Academy 3 hosts Metro 1. Mark Ritchie and Riverwalk refused to yield from a potential first-round playoff bye as Peter Crawford Jr.'s 398 paved the way to another 8 points, this time at home against Ron's Ice Cream. Riverwalk is 98-46 in sole possession of third place, just 7 points out of first. Jay Kovitz led Ron's with a 357, who are 6-500 in 9th place and will host Academy 1 in Hyde Park. The upset of the night took place at Academy Lanes as Academy 1 took 6 from Union Street. Norm Pelletier's match-high 392 included a 140 middle string that helped Academy 1 win that string by 5 pins. Academy 1 currently stands on the bump spot in 12th place. Union Street slips to 4th in their final playoff bye position, with their record being 92-52. Central Park is 82-62 right behind them in 5th place, and the grizzled veterans from East Boston took 6 at Metro 1. Hawk Hallis led Central with a 355 in this low-scoring but tight match, as total was decided by 37 pins. Kevin Padgington's 392 led all bowlers in this match, however his 153rd string wasn't enough for Metro 1 to take the string. Metro 1 is currently 7 points out of the playoffs. Joe Senemy had a 157 first string to get his Malden 2 team off the right foot as part of his match-high 399 as they swept away their in-house rival Malden 1. Jay Simoneau tried to stop the bleeding by responding with a 159 second string and a team-high 379, but it was to no avail. Both teams are 20 below 500, and Malden 2 holds the tiebreaker in the standings. Tonight, Malden 1 will host Park Place. Jonathan McDonald threw a 394 to lead Academy 2 in taking 6 off Woburn 2 at home. McDonald also got a 376 from John Winchell and a 372 from Ed Tringali, who currently sit in 6th place at 80-64. Sal Cognata led Woburn 2 with a 373, who sit 9 points out of the playoff spot. And we'll wrap up Week 18 in the Granite State as Chris Sargent and Jeff LaPierre both threw 415 as Park Place took 8 against the visiting Cape Ape. Park Place has climbed up to 7th in the standings at 8 above 500. Steve Walker and Dan Schwinard both threw 344 to lead the visitors, who are still sitting in the basement. That was Week 18 of the Friday Night Pro League. For Alley Chat, I'm Kyle Bruce.